Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to a special Saturday night edition of WPRS Night Visions.
I'm Wendy.
And I'm Eric, and you guys know we're here with Visionique in Tacoma. And we have a special treat for you guys. But before we start, do we have any special announcements? Or?
Oh, gosh, I haven't even thought about special announcements. I do have one. It's April 24th and 25th. We're going to be in Shenandoah Valley at the Paravation, seeing Jack and a bunch of other people. And we're bringing our fortune teller with us.
So we're looking forward to that.
But we'll be selling jewelry there too. So we're just going to be cool. We're going to have our own table and everything. So it's going to be cool. Yeah. But other than that, I don't even have a clue what we're doing. So I don't think we do.
Well, do you have any special DeLorean announcements?
Ah, yes. Saturday night. I need to have just a special music show when I Saturday night will be their 12th year anniversary, and we're going to be there at Vanguard in Hampton, Virginia.
Oh, and while I'm thinking about it, you guys remember a while back, Wendy's daughter was going to do a show with us, but because it was so late, she couldn't join us, but she has agreed to come on a Saturday, and it will be an earlier show, but make sure you tune into that, because she is really knowledgeable. It's going to be a fun treat for you guys.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a, it won't be anything to do with paranormal or anything, but she's knowledgeable in her own.
Yes.
In her own way. So.
But everybody that knows us, we don't always talk about the paranormal, because that wouldn't be normal. Could have at least laughed a little bit. Man. Well, anyway, we have a special guest in the studio. I can say that. The studio tonight.
It is the studio.
So everybody give a nice warm welcome for
Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, everybody. Nice to have you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem.
Of course, yeah. So
you guys are going to find out. She is very gifted.
Yes, and she just freaked me out. She did mine before. I didn't want to put me on blast before on the show. So she did mine, and she has been doing mine for years. Oh, my gosh, so long.
Since 2000.
And everyone that she has ever done for me was completely right. She has done them for Eric as well. He's getting another one on air tonight.
Yes.
She is so good. I don't even know what to say about what she just told me, but okay.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, none of these questions will be asked out loud. So it's not like, you know, she's going to be like, oh, that was the question. So, like I said, you guys are going to love it.
The only people who are going to know the question is the person who is getting the reading and me.
I'm going to be using Wendy as a proxy so you can direct all of your questions for her to draw. The way I usually work it is, the person asking the question draws the cards, and your hand is guided by the hand of fate. Therefore, I don't need to know what you want to know. I'll know by the end. But in this case, we're going to use Wendy as a proxy, like a stand-in. So just direct your questions to them. They're not going to tell me the questions. We'll know what I'll do the readings and give you the outcome of it just the same. But it won't be you won't be able to, since we're on the air, to put your hands on the cards. I've schooled Wendy on keeping her emotions out of the reading. So we'll take a caller, or as Wendy likes to say, first victim. She was my first victim tonight.
Right now we're waiting person to join us. So maybe what we could do in the meantime, if Melissa just wants to share a little bit, you know, how long she's been doing these readings and.
Oh, it's an interesting story. I've been reading tarot since 2000. I took a trip down to Florida and stayed with some friends for a week once upon a time. And while I was down there, I was exposed to a deck of tarot cards. We, you know, I'm a little country kid from North Carolina. You know, I was raised Southern Baptist, yada, yada. But, hey, I'm open to, you know, other things as well. So they showed me a deck of tarot cards, and I was fanning through them. And one caught my eye. The Empress. And I didn't know how to read anything at all as far as tarot goes. But I started looking things up. And, you know, what I found out, you know, there's a strong empathic sense I get from a deck of cards, not just your normal deck of cards, but, you know, you feel things. Certain cards have certain meanings, I've learned. Most people have the same questions. I will admit that. It's always money, boyfriend, job. But either one of the, you know, what I'm used to everybody asking. So I'm hoping tonight some people will ask some questions that don't pertain to those. Give me a challenge. Those relationships are so easy. I'm looking for someone to give me a challenge.
Okay, well, it seems our first caller is online. And again, I'll say we're going to bring you on air. You don't have to ask the question because Wendy has that question, but, you know, feel free, you know, to say hi. So let's bring them on, and Wendy can introduce them.
Hey, caller number one, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Can you, hello?
Yeah, hi, can you hear us?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Cool, okay. Well, we got Melissa standing here with her tarot card. She's all ready. You can announce your name if you would like, and if not, then we can just call you caller one or whatever. But I have your question, and I'm going to be asking her. Actually, I'm not going to be asking her. I'm going to be keeping it in my mind what the question is, and then she's going to be doing reading. You know, be prepared to say whatever you need to if she asks you any questions or whatever. So,
all right.
I'll give it to you.
Hi, caller one. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Nice to hear. You've given Wendy your question?
Goodness. Okay, say that again. Somebody decided to peel out next to me.
You've already given Wendy your question?
Yes. At least a general idea. It's not necessarily specific, I guess you could say.
Okay, well, that's perfectly fine. Like I said, you do not need to tell me. As long as she knows, and she's going to draw for you. So here we go.
So the spread we are doing is what?
It's called a Celtic cross.
And I have to draw 10 cards?
10 cards.
Okay.
All right. Do your thing, girl.
Here goes. I think you'll tell them what it is just when you're reading them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. We'll tell you what that is a little bit. Okay. I'm trying not to look before she puts them down. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, right now, Wendy's just, you know, picking the cards and they're placing it down in the order you're supposed to for what they're saying, the Celtic cross. That's why there's some silence.
Okay.
But Wendy, talk, too. You can, like...
Yeah, she's going to look out what she's... The first one is...
The first card that Wendy drew for you is the Emperor.
The Emperor. Wow.
The Emperor.
And it is upside down. Wow.
Okay, the Emperor...
You have him scared.
That's always... Okay, upright and upright and reverse don't always... Upright is not always good. Reverse is not always bad.
Yeah.
The Emperor, which means a loss of power and or a power struggle. Seeing as how it's just the first card, it does represent.
Okay.
The second card you drew
is the Devil.
Yes, the second card you drew is the Devil. Money possesses an attitude, your attitude towards money. Okay. Someone trying to buy your love.
Wow. Yeah, he can respond. Column one, you can respond. Any
oh,
of the,
you that.
I blew that, yeah. No, this is Eric right here, Eric.
Yeah, looks to me like you're concerned with someone trying to buy your love.
You guys are coming through, like, really staticky.
Oh, sorry.
It looks to me like someone at this point is trying to buy your love.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't hear the second card. I heard the first one was the Emperor. I didn't hear what the second one.
The Devil.
Okay.
The second
card
is the Devil. He was a devil. And then those two cards together in the position they're in denotes that somebody is trying to buy your love. And we're about to find out why. Yeah, it looks like someone's trying to buy your love and it's making you very uncomfortable, creative block in the material world. You're not feeling like yourself. Let's see. Destructive promiscuity is what's coming to mind.
Meaning?
Hmm.
Spreading yourself too thin in the romance department.
Okay.
Mm. Let's see. The Hierophant. We know what that means. Yeah, the Hierophant was the next card she drew for you, and it is reversed. Some kind of rebellion is in play. As is the Lover's reverse, the stagnated relationship.
Huh. Okay.
Also, the next card she drew was Death, and don't be upset by that. It's right there, Wynn. Is Death? Death in this case does not mean what you think it may be. Everybody always goes, "Oh my God, Death." Okay, it's not. The symbol of death in this case is symbolized by a phoenix. New beginnings. Mm-hmm. You know the legend of the phoenix? It dies after 3 days, is reborn.
Right.
Okay. This is the case of the death card in this spread. The death card is telling you that right now there is a period of stagnation and somebody's trying to buy your affections, but give it time, and it will not be that way for long. The next card she drew for you was the Chariot, which denotes travel. Success, joy, after a long stagnation period is what I'm seeing here. Basically, whatever you're wondering, it's going to be bad, but it won't be that way for long.
Well, it's already getting there.
Getting better, you mean?
No, it's getting bad.
It's getting bad. Okay, well, it won't be that way for long is what your card is telling me. The Sun was your next card. And that one was right side up. An enhanced sense of enjoyment. Everything after death is turning out to be very good. So you're going to have a very bad period here for a little while, but then it's going to get so much better in your favor. The Hangman.
I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. The hanged man in your spread was the next card, and it's reversed. It's telling you to learn the lesson from what happened in the past. Don't take a lesson from the past.
Okay.
Don't forget about it. Take a lesson from it. Your final card, the Magician. Let me see here. The Magician. So, right side up card. The Magician upright is telling me that there's somebody in your life coming that's going to come into your life and going to work a little magic for you.
Okay.
All right, so you've got a tough time ahead of you, but it's not going to be tough forever. And when it does get good, just remember the lesson you learned from the tough time, but don't let it affect your next ventures into whatever's going on. And you're going to have somebody coming into your life that's going to be all about you, going to work a little magic for you, whether that be psychologically or physically. That's what you know. But that's what's being told to me right here in the spread.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
right, yeah,
it sounds like you have a lot to look forward to.
So, yeah, my best wishes to you.
Oh, thanks. Sounds like I'm gonna need it.
I'm glad you're having all this good luck coming towards you. I'm sorry about the bad times, but you know, you've got to take the bad with the good and learn a lesson from it.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's definitely plenty to learn, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how life works. You take the good with the bad, and you learn your lessons from the past. You burn your finger, oops, you know, you if you burn your finger on something hot, oops, don't touch that, it's hot.
Well, I don't know. It all depends how masochistic you are.
That's true, yes. If you like being burned, then that's your cup of tea.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you for calling.
Yep, no problem.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was kind of cool. And hopefully they were...
I think they got what they were looking for.
I would hope so. I don't like to disappoint people.
Okay, let's bring on.
How about you were going next?
No. Hmm? Oh, okay, then I guess it's going to be me because Wendy's whispering like she thinks nobody can hear her. So it is my turn to enter the world.
Oh, boy, the world.
Now, let me think of my question.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And again, you know, sorry to everybody. There's going to be some times of pausing, but we're still here. Just bear with us.
Oh, let's see. All right. Choose your card.
Here I go. Card number one. Oh, great.
Card number one, he's drawn as the Empress.
And I don't know what the question is this time, no.
She really doesn't.
Nobody does, because I ain't sharing. I'm being greedy because...
We're all going to know by the end of it.
Yes, you will. But everybody should know. Ooh!
Strength card.
Strength card, yes. But in this case, it's not good.
Why not? I don't know. It's toward me.
Uh-oh, justice. I'm going to court.
No, you're not.
For my question.
I'm going Monday.
I'm joking.
Why am I getting all girly cards?
I wonder what your question is, dear.
Once again. Oh, no, it has the Hanged Man. Great.
Not necessarily a bad thing. Remember, I got him.
No. Temperance.
Uh-oh. This card's been speaking all the time.
Judgment.
Ooh.
Great.
Now, Eric, last time I did a reading for you, I was dead on accurate about some things going on in your life.
Yeah, that you didn't know about.
I had no idea what was going on about, and... Yeah,
this is the reason why you're on our show, because we know these things are true.
All right.
Here we go. You guys ready? Everybody's going to know that.
We're about to put Eric on blast.
Yes. Let's see.
Quick, call your neighbor. Let everybody know Eric is going on blast. Make them call.
All right.
Hey, Vision, whatever you hear, don't tell anybody, okay?
Like she's going to tell. All right.
She will, trust me.
The first card you drew, Eric, was an emperor, the Empress. That's a very sensual, passionate woman.
Okay.
The second card you drew, self-explanatory, the Hermit.
So that would be her and him. I understand. I get it.
Seeing a pattern here?
I am.
Okay. Not the only one. Okay. The Hermit. The third card you drew was Strength.
You didn't tell the meaning of the Hermit.
It's self-explanatory. Do you not... Someone who keeps to themselves, a shadowy figure.
Great. I picked it. See, I'm telling you guys, this stuff is...
A dark, shadowy figure that keeps to himself. Eric, if that doesn't describe you, I don't know what does.
I get it every single time.
Just like whenever Little Miss Muffet over here draws, something comes up with the Hierophant. Which didn't come up this time, surprisingly.
It didn't, did it? Which means...
We'll get into that later.
Okay.
Rank upright. Career difficulties, disputes, and conflicts to be overcome.
Yeah! High five!
Okay, so you got a girl in your job.
A girl in your... Oh. You got a girl and a job.
A girl, this is you and your lady love. This is your employment. This is legalities.
That makes sense.
What is it? Justice.
Justice. Legalities.
Legalities. Oh.
What you got going on in the court system, Eric?
I got to plead the fifth.
Balance, order, clarity, clear thinking, financial institution, politics.
Andy.
That's one of those. Okay, financial.
We wanted to put you on blast. Wow.
Financial?
Oh, yeah. I'm nodding my head yes. Sorry.
Yeah, remember, you're on radio. They can't see you, honey.
Might be a good thing.
Yeah, because I'm like sitting once again in shock.
She is good. Because
I'm telling you, I did not tell her. You guys heard. I did not mention my question on the air, so.
Hangman. Hangman. That is giving me cause for pause.
A hangman because.
Well, the hangman upright means that this person is thriving in a world of dreams. But if you transfer those dreams to the real world, they're strange and unusual. Let's say in your dreams, I'll give you a good example. In your dreams, whatever you have going on in your mind, your thoughts. When I say dreams, I mean your thoughts. You see yourself as one way. But if you transfer what you see in your head to the real world, you see yourself differently in here, in your head, than other people see you outside in the real world. It symbolizes somebody that willingly sacrifices their wants and needs for the good of the group, in this case.
Does that mean it's him?
Somebody that is coming into your life. Somebody that's coming into your life, or you may be asked to give up something for the good of the group.
What group?
It's the whole, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
I'll know more with this card, just because the next card you drew was the High Priestess. and it's reversed. You need to trust your initial impressions on things. Your first impressions on things, you need to start trusting your initial impressions. Go with your gut. Don't overanalyze things too much. And I know you, Eric, you do tend to overanalyze things. I'm sorry to put you, you know, psychologically on things, but I know you, you know.
I do.
10 or more years, you overanalyze things. You need to start going with your gut more. Do what feels right in here. Stop overthinking. Now, this is your problem. Let's find out the solution.
Yes, please.
Let's find out the solution to this problem, because the next card you drew was Temperance. That normally is a wonderful card to be in any spread.
Did you know it's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy has told me the same thing several times. She's like, I need to trust my gut on things.
Yeah. I mean, go with your heart. Don't go with your head. And for someone like you that tends to overthink things, it goes with taking a chance once in a while. But this one right here is telling me right now, right? If it's a financial thing, don't. Watch your finances because of it. Because everything else is telling me right here, there's you and another lady or another person. They're a passionate person. And Eric, I know you. You're sort of you're very shy. In your soul, you're a hermit. That's how you see yourself. Watch your finances with this lady. It's a wonderful relationship. Just watch your finances. Don't go overboard. Trust your gut. Right?
Okay.
As far as your temperance goes, renewed creativity and abundance. Feelings and states of mind, basically. Whatever you're feeling, your state of mind that you're in, go with it. Not your mind, your heart. In this case, your heart, your feelings. Okay? Judgment. That kind of serious there, didn't it? A hush fell over the crowd.
We told you she was good.
Judgment. Upright. A new life. Fresh flowering of energy is all going to come from this. It can mean healing on so many different levels. It can mean a decision point in your life. It can mean you need to make changes in your life. And then we're quiet again. All right, and the Wheel of Fortune, the next card you drew.
Hey, Patch, hey, Jack.
Yeah, sure.
I like to buy a vowel.
He's like, I'm regretting this.
I like to buy an E.
We told you we were going to put him on blast. We had it.
Wheel of Fortune, he drew. It is reversed.
Y'all call me and you could be next to me, put on blast.
It's going to be a bumpy ride, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
To get where you got to go, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
But you got the sun coming out right here.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. And it's going to feel like it's not going your way. The sun, the next card here, is it's saying delayed success. Not saying you're going to get everything you want right away. You will get it.
No.
You will get what you want right. You just got to stick in there.
Okay.
All right.
Wendy, can I borrow your Jeep? Because I'm going to be a bumpy ride. So.
I get a four-wheel drive.
After Melissa's fiance fixes it for me, of course.
But, yeah, that's you, Eric. You got something good coming towards you, but it's going to be a bumpy ride getting there, and it's not going to happen all at once. It's going to happen a little bit over time. Just watch your finances. The last time I did a reading for you, it dealt with your finances, too. Watch your money, Eric. Watch your money. Two readings with the same card coming up the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. Watch your finances. You seem to have a problem with money.
You got that out of that?
Huh?
You got that out of that?
No, I got that because I know Eric. I know Eric, and yeah, he spends money on those that he loves to make them more comfortable, and he foregoes his own comfort, which is what this is telling you not to do anymore. Spend some time on Eric. Do things for you.
Okay.
Got something good coming towards you, buddy. But you're going to have to hang in there. It will happen, just not all at once.
Wow.
Wow. Damn, Eric. I don't even know what to say to that one. But since I don't want to go again, we have one more person, but I think we're going to – what I want to know from Melissa is – and I have a question for her.
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for doing the first two readings and for mine. There has been said from some quote-unquote friends of – ours,
mm-hmm.
How tarot reading is the work of the devil.
Okay.
Would love to have your thoughts on that.
I don't see it as so. I was raised Southern Baptist, although I do consider myself pagan. I respect all religions. I can't say it's the work of the devil. I merely picked up a deck of cards in my case. If you believe in fate and that your hand can be drawn to what you're thinking of, fate guides your hand to the answers that you want. All of us have within us to be the ability to be good or evil. It's what you choose to do with your gifts. I happen to have a gift for reading tarot. I'm not going to say the cards speak to me, but I understand the meaning behind the cards when they're drawn. I feel in my heart that it was the powers that be that gave me a gift, which is why I don't charge money for doing this. I have never gotten one red cent for any of my readings. I don't believe that you should make money off of a talent, a gift that you were given by the powers that be. And I do say the powers that be because I am a pagan. I do respect all religions. However, I found out that most people don't respect mine. It's not of the devil. There's no craft in reading anything. It's a gift. You can feel that's all I can say. I can feel what the cards are telling me.
Can you tell from somebody's, like, they don't tell you the question.
Right.
But you can, after the readings, you can pretty much know in your head.
I get a gist of what it was. Yeah, you know, it's just like Eric wants to know about a lady love.
Ooh.
And what's going to become of it.
But he needs to get his finances
but he needs to get his needs. He needs to use his heart, not his head, and he needs to watch his finances. Caller number one, he's got some delayed happiness coming to him.
Long time coming.
I hate to put you on a blast, Wendy, but the outcome of your spread before we even started the show was you have a decision to make. You have a very big decision to make in your life. One's going to bring you joy. The other one's going to bring you some really hard times. And there's a legal matter in there too. So, you've got that to deal with before any of this can come to pass. I mean, there's most people won't believe most people won't believe any advice you tell them. But a deck of cards that I fan out in front of me, and they pick with their own hands, spread out in an enigmatic shape on a table, that they will listen to, and they pick them with their own hands. There's no witchcraft in that. There's no devil worship in it. It's merely the hand of fate guiding your hand to the answers that you seek.
And the thing that I noticed, even though Wendy picked them tonight, I can tell you that she didn't try in any way to influence, because what you said, and I saw, with that ass, and it's like...
So caller one was a friend of yours? Caller one's a friend of hers. I mean, yeah, there's...
So I know pretty much what he's going through.
Okay. So. Well, like I said, it's all the hand of fate.
I just wish people wouldn't be so critical about it, because that's the one thing we've had to deal with. Not trying to change the subject, but I know the next person we're going to bring on wanted us to wait a little while. But, people even claim those involved in the paranormal or of the devil and all that. And it's like, what people don't understand, this was put on my heart to help people. I mean, because I feel like I'm providing a service to them, helping them in a situation that, they're asking for help. Same thing with tarot readings. I feel like, someone's trying to get an answer. They've done all they could to try to get an answer, and this kind of helps.
Clear your mind. It helps some people come to a decision about, you know, you'll be asking yourself, you know, what are my pros and cons of the situation I'm in? Well, it's all laid out on a table for you. You just need someone to interpret it. And that's basically all I do, is interpret what you yourself have picked. I always say it is the hand of fate that guides your hands to the cards that you need, the answers to.
And that's the thing with my cards tonight. I chose them, and a lot of them were the same cards in the same spot. And you don't see what the card is. So that's what I'm saying. It's, you know.
Yeah, the card, when I fan the cards out in front of you, they are face down. You don't have, you're not sitting there going, oh, I'll pick the hangman. I'll pick the sun. I'll pick the devil. Because nobody's going to pick the devil. No one's going to pick the death card because everybody's all, oh, my God, death. And it doesn't always mean, like I said before on caller number one, it doesn't always mean death. It can mean, in the position it's in, new beginning, mm-hmm. renewal, the legend of the phoenix. It rises from its ashes in 3 days.
I want to share something, and I probably shouldn't because I don't know how many people know where I work, but someone at the place that I work found out at the Founders Inn, which is a hotel in the area, that was going to have this group come in, and they were going to do tarot readings. And this person felt like, oh, no, this is the Antichrist. So they made a big fuss.
They made a move.
So they made them move the event and had to pay to move this group because it was coming up so quick. It was like a last minute. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing where I feel, and I'm sorry for standing on my soapbox, but, you know, this is where I feel like everybody needs to have a maturity. If, you know, tarot reading isn't for you, respect those that don't have a problem or have enough maturity to understand, you know, I don't base my whole life on what I get from the tarot reading, but it helps me because it is so, I'll say, spot on as far as what I'm asking. So I'm just asking for people out there, before you judge something, make sure that you
are educated on the subject. On the subject.
Because I know when I asked it, it was spot on. And every time I've ever had a reading from this woman, oh, my God, all I have to do is ask Melissa.
That's why you called the show Ask Melissa.
That's right.
That is.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I have a problem. What do I do? I ask Melissa. Okay.
Can we bring on?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Are we having caller two?
In a second.
Oh, my.
You can go ahead on your soapbox. Continue.
Well, anyway, I'm not trying to down anybody's beliefs, so don't think that. I'm very open as far as, you know, if people want to feel a certain way about something, that's fine. But just respect, but kind of like
you. You got people on the Ouija board. We had this discussion earlier.
Oh, my. A Ouija board. Oh, dear.
That would be a completely different show.
You mean the Milton Bradley come in a box like a board game Ouija board? Dear Lord.
Yes, but we're going to wait ready for our other caller.
Okay. Everybody knows her.
She is the third member of WPRF.
Are you there?
Hi.
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 How are you guys tonight?
We're doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to see what comes up.
Yeah, me too, considering I know the question.
Is Wendy being your proxy tonight as well?
Yes, she is. She's the only person I trust with this question. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hang on tight.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go. All right. 10 cards, girlfriend.
Oh, hey. Yay. Fun.
The Magician.
Is the first card.
You know, this question actually, in its roundabout way, concerns me too. So.
The Emperor. The Devil.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
See?
Everybody.
Temperance. Just to let you guys know, Wendy's picking cards with her eyes closed. Drink.
I am imagining the question.
She's really trying not to cheat here. Come on.
I'm imagining the question. That's all I'm doing.
The World.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, exactly. The Fool.
Oh.
Oh, yay. That ought to be interesting.
She knows, too. The Lovers.
Oh, freak out.
Oh, okay.
So what are you talking about?
That's an interesting one.
The Hangman.
Upside down.
Reverse, too.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. And Death Reversed.
Ooh.
And your last card.
Ooh. Oh, fun.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my. The Magician, your first card. Let's see here.
I will remind everybody that we are doing, what did you say this spread was?
A Celtic cross.
Is there any reason why you picked this instead of anything else?
To me, it gives me more of a direct answer.
Okay.
I take feelings out of it with this spread. It seems a better answer when you can separate your feelings from the question.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's, oh, you're fine. You're fine, honey. You're fine. First card, the Magician. Signifies somebody who's an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Someone who works a little practical magic for you.
Blue.
Introduces you to helpful people, a benefactor. Socially. The next card she drew for you was the Emperor.
Okay.
And that signifies a promotion of some sort, power over others' welfare and control, or on a project.
Interesting.
This person is someone close to you that is holds a sway over your everyday doings at work.
Okay.
Or in your life, your day-to-day activities is what I'm getting from that.
Okay.
Because the Devil was the next card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now I see why you said, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the devil. Well, in this case, the devil doesn't always mean the devil devil. It could mean a, someone who's trying to buy your love and attention.
Hmm. Interesting.
Someone who values money and security over freedom and self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
The Temperance card was the next card. That one was reversed. The Temperance card. It would have been, wow. Symbolizes imbalance and disharmony.
Hmm.
Someone trying to pull the wool over your eyes, honey?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see here. Strength was the next card. And it's reversed. Fear, loss of hope, lack of courage. But it's still strength, and you can overcome this. Because reversed or upright, strength is always a wonderful card to have in your spread.
Very true.
The World was the next card drawn. The World. And it is reversed. It's inevitable change and development. Usually when you see this card, it's like some delay before the pattern can be completed.
Hmm.
Okay, and the Fool, upright.
Oh, yay.
Oh, that's a happy card. It's telling me in this position that it's a youthful card. It represents youth, unconventional approaches. Doesn't necessarily denote a young person. It's just someone who's passing through your life, taking you by the hand, leading you toward an unknown future.
Hmm.
And the card following that was the Lovers, which is a wonderful card to have right after the Fool, and that it's a card of choice. No penalties for staying put, but you're being offered an opportunity to explore something new.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That's what I'm getting. You're being offered a chance.
The Hangman. And it is reversed. You would think. Many times as we've had the Hangman up in here tonight, we get tired of seeing him. Lack of self-awareness and loss of contact with your intuition is causing you to make some bad decisions. Some kind of martyr victim scenario is going on. One person is oppressing the other.
Interesting.
And the final card was death reversed. Dun, dun, dun. Had to. Sorry. I'm a dork. We all know it.
I want to be the dork.
You can't be the dork. That's my job.
Let's take a poll. Who thinks Eric should be the dork?
Eric, just say take a poll.
I think you're all dorks, but...
Thank you. See? There you have it.
That's okay. Dorks are hot. All right. Yes. It was on a T-shirt. You can't have anything on a T-shirt that's not true. Okay, the death card reversed being your final card. It's telling me that there's a period of stagnation coming. There's a thick veil between you and your world, preventing you from experiencing life to the fullest. Something inside of you is like resisting change and willing to let go and move on. You're going to have to basically discover what this is if you don't already know. Perhaps a relationship, job, which is what the rest of it's telling me. It's either a relationship, job, or a relationship in your job or with your job, but there's a relationship and a job, let's put it that way. But there's a new chapter in your life about ready to start, and you have to make a choice. And allow me to give you one little bit of advice. A journey of 1,000 steps begins with one. You have what I'm looking at in front of me is telling me that you, like Wendy, have a choice to make with someone or something pertaining to your job.
Job?
Your life. It's really unclear. It says financial, which to me means money. To you, you know what your question is, so you're the only one that knows what you're talking about here, but there's something going on. You have a choice to make. The outcome, and it's something you've been putting off for a while.
Yeah, for a good reason, though.
Well, you know, they're all good reasons. They're all good reasons. I mean, we don't make life changing decisions for no good reason.
This is very true.
Yeah. Especially with the fool there and the lovers there. Yeah.
I'll pull out quite a spread, huh?
Yeah, Wendy did right
by
you.
Sure did. Huh?
You want another one. All right, so hold on. We need to take a poll here. Yes, I said take a poll.
Wendy or Eric?
I say we put Wendy on blast.
Let's put this caller to the side.
You got to be the one to decide, me or Eric.
Wendy.
Nah.
Sorry, Wendy.
I'm gonna cry.
I owe you one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I hope you work out.
Continue to listen
Thank
to the rest
much.
Of the show, okay? Thanks.
Yeah,
bye.
I will.
Bye.
All right.
All right, Wen.
Let's do it.
Let's just leave right there and, yeah. All right. You have a good question? Do you even...
Come up with something different.
Come on.
Let's put a challenge on this one.
Okay. All right.
Wendy's closing her eyes again. Hopefully she doesn't fall asleep.
I don't know why I close my eyes when I draw, but just what I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. She drew judgment first and then strength and now the wheel of fortune.
Mm.
The high priestess.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. All righty. The moon.
Get choked up, sorry, y'all.
The tower.
This is all new. Wow.
The lovers reversed. Temperance.
Ooh, good card. The devil.
The empress reversed.
Ooh. She didn't get the devil this time. What in the world?
Just one more card.
Here we go, folks. The final card. Dun, dun, dun.
The emperor. And the empress, but the emperor's reversed.
Wow, she did not pull the devil this time.
Or death. This must be a good card. Right?
All right, so judgment. We know judgment. Judgment's always good.
Don't tell the people I work with.
Are they judgy?
Very.
The knowledgeable people.
They're judgy people?
What?
He says the people he works with are judgy.
They are.
Aw. Sorry, you got to deal with that, eh?
Yeah, I know.
You can't find the card.
I can't find the, let's see, judgment here. Let's see. Judgment. In this case, Wendy, judgment is denoting a decision point in your life.
take a big step, girl.
Really?
That's what's telling you. Take a big step. You're getting ready to take a big step. I don't know what that may be. Like I said, y'all don't know. Y'all heard, she ain't asked me a thing. But strength is in there, too. And we've all said that strength is a wonderful card, whether it's upright or reversed. There's a person coming into your life that pretty outstanding. He's a vibrant person. And career difficulties and disputes. And you're going to be above all that with this person. Nothing going to bother you. Anything else ain't going to bother you. This person is going to put you at peace.
Nice.
The Wheel of Fortune. We had that card on Eric earlier. The Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, because I made a stupid comment about
Oh, you're fine, honey. The Wheel of Fortune. Was Pat Sajak with the Wheel of Fortune? I forget. Yeah, I haven't seen that show in so long.
Yeah, because Vanna White.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, so the Wheel of Fortune. That's unsettling but refreshing phase of your life that's getting ready to come to be. Positive revolution. Because the moon was your next card. Which one of y'all got a stomach growling? No. the moon was your next card. There's a mutual infatuation.
Really?
A mutual infatuation, Lindy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here I always thought it was one-sided.
Spiritual love. Strong sense of connection. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. You know how the moon is. She's a fickle, fickle lady. You make sure you're not under some sort of little infatuatory spell. I don't even know if infatuatory is a real word, but right now it is.
She'll know what you mean.
Some sort of little infatuation spell. You know how you get. And I'm only saying this, ladies and gentlemen, because I've known her for 30-plus years. The tower upright. The tower upright is a position that's going for interchange.
Meaning?
There's a decision you have to make about somebody who's a positive force in your life. But in order to be happy, you need to do a little changing in here. Some interchanges need to happen with Wendy in order to let this happen.
Oh.
Or this little moon card over here.
if it'll keep you in a world of illusion.
Oh, bad moon.
No, no bad moon. Wendy needs to break the cycle. Because the lovers reversed right here is telling me that there's a period of stagnation in a relationship.
On more than one occasion.
The temperance card. Upright too. It's symbolizing balance in this spread. It seems to me right now at this point in the reading, once you get yourself straight, you've got something coming for you that's going to light up your world.
Hello.
And it's going to give you balance. It's going to balance you right out. It's going to be like an amethyst or hematite stone for you. It's going to balance you right out. You're going to be leveled.
Okay.
This Empress card that's next. It's reversed and it's the warning.
Uh-oh.
The Empress reverse can denote destructive promiscuity. Where power ploys, who's going to be in charge, who's going to say what to do, who's going to do this, who's going to do this. Stubbornness can replace love. It can also denote a creative block. Not knowing what to do. Not being able to think clearly. Basically, it's what I'm getting from this spread is there's going to be some changes coming, and you've got to do some changing in here before the good can happen. And the good is something awesome. There is an awesome pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. Wendy has to do the work to change, to fix whatever is bothering her. Indecisiveness, trust. Mm-hmm. Trust. Because the Emperor is your last card, and it's reversed. It's warning you against losing your own drive and your own authority over yourself.
Okay.
And I think I know what this is pertaining to. There is a person that's awesome for you. But you've got to get some stuff straight before you can get into this. And
You've got to handle some stuff. You've got to be able to trust this person has to be able to trust you, which means you need to open up your heart and let them in.
Which for me is one of the hardest things in the world to do.
I know. So, there you have it.
Thank you for the reading.
Not a problem. I told you before we started the show, you had a really big decision to make. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we just put her on blast. But, you know, Wendy's always had hard decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
She never takes the easy way.
Of course not.
She's hard-headed.
Well, if you look up the meaning of Wendy, it says hard-headed. I've said that before.
Picture in the dictionary of her under the word hard-headed. Picture of Wendy going, hi.
Well, I hope everybody's enjoyed tonight's show. I don't want to keep this. She's done quite a few already. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did.
And
do we have any other questions that anybody want to ask? I mean, not as far as reading goes or anything anybody wants to know about tarot. You know, now's your chance to speak to someone.
Yes, in front of you. Y'all know to ask me on my Facebook page. That's the best way to get a hold of me. So,
and your Facebook page? Wendy Young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay, my...
Except for her people.
My people, but, you know, some of my friends...
Or ask Melissa, I mean.
Yeah. Hey. You know, some of my people that may be listening, friends of mine.
Yeah, get a hold of me. Wendy Young.
She's on my...
I got like three, so...
She's on my friends list.
I'm on her friends
list. The only one off there.
So, now or never.
Yeah, just... Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any question I could think that someone might ask that might be afraid to ask. Because I'm not afraid to ask. I'll ask anything. So.
Well, I've heard it before. You know, you have where you can sit in front of somebody and you can ask the questions and you can think of the questions and you don't even have to ask, tell them what the question is. But then it could be, you know, it takes you back to the word matrix, in which, because she says something doesn't always mean, and I could associate it with me, doesn't always mean that we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Some people think it's not real because,
yeah.
I mean, you could say there's a girl who likes Eric or a guy who likes me or me who likes. And that, of course, that's going to be a, what is it that people would really know that this is real, this is.
Well, without me knowing exactly what's being asked, all I can tell you is, without you asking me the question, because I find it works better if I don't know what the question is. And you guys are drawing the cards yourselves. Basically, when you read in this, you speak in generalizations. You're not talking about a specific person unless it really hits home to a specific person or the reading, the question, rather, is pertaining to a specific person. That's the reason I like to use the Celtic cross spread so much, because the two cards in the middle is the person that's asking the question and what crosses them. That's what the cards pertain to. That's what the question pertains to. The two things in the middle. Everything else surrounds these two people.
Or a person in the situation.
Or a person in the situation. Correct. Yeah. There's,
that would make sense.
It's, sometimes sometimes you'll have to give answers in metaphors. Because I don't know what's going on. I'm just reading in front of me, interpreting in front of me what other people have drawn. And I mean, to be honest, I mean, this is, everybody thinks, you know, oh gosh, you know, Melissa's doing something great. To me, this isn't anything special. This is me interpreting cards, what cards mean, in an esoteric, laid out in an esoteric form.
And I want everybody to know, you know, even though she mentioned that she knows me, she doesn't know the question. So she's just basing on what the cards tell her. And yes, she does use what she knows about me. But like I said, you know, if you don't know the question, she can't say, oh, you're thinking of this person, you're thinking of that.
She would never have thought. She never would have, in that last question, she would never have thought to know what question I was asking or what it was pertaining to. Eric did, but you didn't.
Well, you know, I see. You two are familiar with each other to where you guys can look at each other and give each other cues with your eyes. This I know. I pick up on these things. I mean, I'm reading her body language. I'm reading your body language. That being the case, Eric likes to eat, and we all like to eat in this room. Okay.
I want more pizza.
We're not. We're doing our best to keep from being kidnapped. You know, it's harder to kidnap fat people. So we're doing our best, but you know, but yeah, it's. I mean, you read body language. That lets me know I'm on the right path. There's a lot to tarot reading than just sitting here interpreting cards. I mean, without knowing it, you know, Eric gasps when he finds out interesting stuff. Wendy over here,
shakes my head a lot.
she shakes her head a lot and rolls her eyes when you're hitting on the right thing.
I wear my heart on my sleeve and on my face.
She can't control what her face does when other people talk. And but yeah, there's a lot to tarot reading than just interpreting cards. You read your other person,
but you still don't know what the question is.
Me not knowing what the question was is just to prove that it's authentic. That what I'm doing, I have no influence on the outcome. I'm just reading this. I mean, the fact that Eric and Wendy are, you know, they give little tells is just, it lets me know I'm on the right path. And, you know.
She still does not have a clue what the good.
I don't even, with you, I'm kind of scared. It could be anything, really.
Yep, that's me.
So, yeah, I mean, you don't really, I don't know what anybody's asking. I got a good inkling of it. Like I said, it's either love, finances, or my job. There's three things that people mostly ask about. And sometimes you get the two combined. Is it a love affair at my job, or am I going to love my job? Do I not love my job? How much money am I going to make?
And I would say the two people who I pull the cards for, it was not love or job, or it was completely
okay.
Something completely off the wall.
Really?
But you hit the nail on the head, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Can the second one?
That second one? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what you did say made a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People have to learn. When you get a reading, you have to kind of...
You have to fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks a little bit. I mean, it's this not going to tell you...
Yeah, I'm coming at this blindfolded.
Well, what you said made a lot of sense for both of them.
Well, let's say I hope I helped. Ladies and gentlemen, the callers one and two, I do hope I helped. Wendy knows how to contact me.
Yeah, if y'all want us to have her on again, let me know.
And if people are local, if we can work it out, we'll meet up somewhere and you can be there for the reading. If you know.
Well, it's a lot easier when the person's actually in front of you.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lot easier. It's a lot more personal than just having it on, over the podcast, over the internet. But we do what we can to try to help people out, and that's what this is all about. Trying to help people out. If anybody's, I've got people that find out that I do tarot and. They're like, why have you not read my cards? I just had someone say that to me the other day.
Why have you not read their cards?
Yeah.
You didn't have to do.
Well, we and my answer to them was, we spoke on this about a year ago, and then other stuff happened, and it fell by the wayside. We never revisited the subject. And, I wait for, anybody that knows me knows that I'm, that person. I'm that weirdo. That's all right. I don't mind being the weirdo.
You've been that weirdo for me for 30-some years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were a senior, I was a freshman.
Yeah.
I've been that weirdo for a long time.
Yeah. But anyway, thank y'all, everybody, for calling in and listening. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It was an amazing show.
And thank you guys for having me on. Anytime you guys want to do this again, just let me know. I'm free on Saturday nights usually.
Works for me. For another. Anyway, I want everybody have a good night and see you guys sometime.
Wednesday night.
Yeah. Sometime, I was going to say in the near future, but it's Wednesday night.
Do we tell them what's going on our podcast on March the 4th?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Go ahead and share that.
We're having a debate. It's not a Democratic-Republican debate, but it is a debate. And it's going to be far more interesting than a Democrat and a Republican.
And I'll give you a hint. It's between Wendy and... So you guys are going to want to tune into that because I'm ready. I know the claws are going to be drawn that night.
Oh, yes.
It's
going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm not going to tell us what the debate's on yet.
Yeah, you have to tune in.
Have to tune in Wednesday night.
But have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody. Thank you.